The snow's starting to fall as I arrive at a small yellow farmhouse. I hurry my dogs up to the front door and step inside. This is the veterinary clinic of Dr. Conrad Kruse. He's a holistic veterinarian with a different approach to animal health care. One thing Dr. Kruse does is to take a lot of time teaching clients how to help heal their animals. He says it's hard work, but most clients embrace the idea.
9 out of 10 of them do a wonderful job. They do make food. They learn massage. They learn to stretch their animal. They'll buy air filters for the allergic individual. They see that healing is a progression.
Pet owners who switch to holistic veterinarians such as Kruse swear by this approach. And Neil and Joni Alcorn are perfect examples. They found Dr. Kruse after the local veterinarian said they'd run out of options to help their dog Poppy. Poppy developed complications after picking up a rare parasite, and the veterinarians tried everything from exploratory surgery to steroids. Neil Alcorn says after 10 months of this, they told him to prepare for his dog's death.
The vets were now basically saying you should get prepared for the fact that Poppy's not going to last much longer, and they didn't have anything else to offer.
But the Alcorns decided to keep trying. They researched holistic veterinarians and came across the name of Conrad Kruse. Right away, Dr. Kruse says he taught the Alcorns how to prepare fresh homemade food for their dog. They started with a simple puree of natural foods and offered it to Poppy. Within a few days, their dog was showing more interest in food for the first time in months. Dr. Kruse then added natural supplements to help build up Poppy's strength. Neil Alcorn says the good results continued.
It was so remarkable. Within, and I don't remember the dates, between 2 and 3 months, she had been weaned off of every single medication, including the steroids, and was beginning to function again as a living being.
Veterinarians such as Kruse say this kind of care shows how a natural and holistic approach should be part of standard veterinary treatment. But there's no policy within the mainstream veterinary community to link clients such as the Alcorns with holistic veterinarians. Dr. Craig Smith is with the American Veterinary Medical Association. He says most vets are cautious about fully supporting holistic veterinary medicine until they see more science.
Unfortunately, for too many of the complementary and alternative veterinary medical therapies, including some of the nutritional recommendations, we don't have the science. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It obviously does work for some animals. The question is, how can you as a practicing veterinarian develop your level of confidence to say this is going to work for your dog versus this may work for your dog?
So the larger community of veterinarians is reluctant to endorse holistic medicine as part of standard animal care. But this doesn't stop pet owners such as the Alcorns from continuing to use holistic methods for their animals. They're much more involved in their animals' health care now, from preparing meals to being part of decision-making at the local veterinary office. Neil Alcorn says they don't need to go further than Poppy for proof it works. She's still going strong 6 years after the local veterinarians gave up on her.
She was 16 years old this last September. This weekend I took her hiking for several 2 or 3 mile hikes, and she still plays with us. She's gray. She's showing her age, but then so were we all. And we have every hope of sending birthday congratulations to Dr. Kruse next September on Poppy's 17th birthday. It even to us, it's a bit of an amazing story.
For the Environment Report, I'm Kina Oman.